News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, the arts sector will be one of the focuses of the Special Committee on COVID-19 response later today, with calls now for significant assistance for the arts sector right across the country. Angela Dorgan is the chair of the National Campaign for the Arts and is one of those to appear today. Angela, how badly hit was the sector?
It was incredibly hit and continues to be badly hit. As you know, loads of businesses are opening this week. There is no sign of our sector opening to anywhere near normal for the foreseeable future, even to the end of the year. When we start to open up, it will be between 15 and 30% capacity. So putting on shows and putting on gigs is going to be, artistically, it's going to be really challenging for the artists, but also in terms of putting on a show and all the people you need to pay, and the break even for that is going to be undoable. The Arts Council survey earlier on in the year measured a 2.7 million per month loss to the sector. And those were the figures we were working off, and that will continue. You know, I think figures only available to the end of the year or until restrictions start to ease. So either way, the entire sector is losing in and around that a month.
So what is it that you're looking for?
So we set out a 13-point plan on the 27th of May, and thankfully the first and most urgent of the goals, which was to sustain the sector until the end of the year, that came through 20 million investment to the Arts Council, which will make its way to artists, arts workers and arts organisations, was announced last week. And the other goals we have are, again, very common with other sectors and others in the tourism sector, which is the extension of the PUP. And the further goals then are to, around the country in every county, protect the arts budgets on a county-by-county basis in local councils and not have them be pulled into other budgets. The way that happened, the arts, in the last recession, where, you know, it was, arts was seen as an add-on and their budget seemed to be up for grabs. We're also calling on the government to have a look at the tax regime and essentially for the entire entertainment sector and for the tourism sector as well, look at VAT reductions, look at tax systems that might make our sector more attractive for investors in the same way the film sector is. And then we're also looking at the idea of asking the new government to look at the universal basic income, because before this crisis, 72% of artists earned less than the national minimum wage anyway. So those would be the remaining top five calls that we'll be making, and that's what we'll be bringing to the committee later on today.
The appointment of the new arts minister, the deputy Green Party leader, Catherine Martin, happened over the weekend. What's your opinion on that appointment? And have you made any contact with the minister over the concerns that you've raised?
Well, the department have them. So we will have been in touch with the Greens arts spokesperson. And I think the brief is an interesting one. It's a bit of a packed brief. But we can see a lot of commonalities. The arts and culture were in with sports and tourism before as a ministry. There are lots of common asks between tourism, the arts and media in the current climate. So I could see opportunities where the brief and elements within the brief and organisations within the brief can complement each other for future plans.
Okay, Chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, Angela Dorgan, we leave it there for the moment.